This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. More calls came Thursday for Israel to account for its airstrike on a convoy in Gaza that killed 7 aid workers from the World Central Kitchen. The anti-hunger charity has asked for an independent investigation into the attacks, as Associated Press correspondent Charles Diledesma reports.
World Central Kitchens demanding an independent investigation into the Israeli strikes that killed 7 of its staff in Gaza, as Israel faces growing isolation over the aid team deaths. The team had been helping to deliver desperately needed food to isolated and starving residents. On Wednesday night, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told his Israeli counterpart that the strikes, which Israel says targeted the aid workers in error, strengthened U.S. concerns about Israel's plans to expand its ground offensive, saying Israel must do more to protect the lives of civilians and aid workers in Gaza. I'm Charles Diledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu were expected to speak Thursday in their first phone call since that attack. Ukrainian officials said Thursday a Russian drone attack overnight killed at least 4 people and injured 10 others in the eastern city of Kharkiv. Kharkiv Mayor Igor Terekhov said the drones hit several residential buildings. The regional governor in Kharkiv said Russian attacks also hit the cities of Azova and Chuiv. Russia's defense ministry said Thursday it thwarted Ukrainian drone attacks targeting 2 regions in western Russia. Meanwhile, Ukraine and Finland signed a 10-year security pact Wednesday. The agreement makes Finland the 8th NATO member this year to agree to a long-term security and defense backing for Ukraine in its fight against Russian invaders. An alliance of groups opposed to Myanmar's military rule said Thursday they targeted 2 military installations in a drone attack in the capital, Naypyidaw. The National Unity Government said in a statement the targets included military headquarters and an airbase. This is VOA News. NATO foreign ministers celebrated the 75th anniversary of their alliance Thursday with cake and marching bands, while its Secretary General reminded the U.S. that it needed its allies more than ever as the Ukraine war enters its 3rd year. Meeting for a second day in Brussels, the ministers marked the signing in Washington of April 4, 1949, of the North Atlantic Treaty. They established the Transatlantic Political and Military Alliance. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said NATO not only strengthens Europe's security, but makes North America stronger.
European allies provide world-class militaries, vast intelligence networks, and unique diplomatic leverage, multiplying America's might. To NATO, the United States has more friends and more allies than any other major power.
Ukraine's foreign minister also attended the celebration, saying he did not want to spoil the party, but said Ukraine needs more air defenses in its fight against Russia's invasion. On the sidelines of that NATO meeting, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken signed a memorandum of understanding with one of NATO's newest members, Finland, to combat disinformation. Blinken said the agreement was a reaffirmation of both countries' shared understanding of the importance of countering the manipulation of information, which he said is one of the new challenges of our time.
It's an initiative that will allow our countries to work more closely together to combat one of the new challenges of our time, which is misinformation. Information that governments use to exploit divisions in our respective societies.
Finland's Foreign Minister Elina Valtonen said the memorandum of understanding was important in countering state information manipulation. Rescuers found the body of a 65-year-old man Thursday on a hiking trail after a magnitude 7.2 earthquake violently jolted eastern Taiwan's Hualien a day earlier. The quake was felt around the island with highway and railway transports severed by landslides. Entire sections of highways collapsed on the island's eastern coast. The epicenter of the quake was found 25 kilometers southeast of the eastern Hualien County on the sea. Only 1,070 people were injured in the quake that struck early Wednesday. Of the 9 dead, at least 4 were killed inside the Toroko National Park, a Hualien County tourist attraction famous for canyons and cliffs, about 150 kilometers from the island's capital of Taipei. The director of Haiti's National Library reports the facility was looted Wednesday by armed gangs terrorizing the Caribbean nation's capital of Port-au-Prince. The UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, condemned multiple devastating attacks on educational artistic institutions in the city. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.